Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Crone. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Align CEO Method and Align Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hey, everyone. Welcome to My Aligned Purpose, the podcast. I am your host, Nicole Crone, and I'm doing what I said I was going to do. I challenged myself inside of Align CEO Method. This is our 12-month high-touch coaching and mentorship mastermind. I challenged myself to our group of 30-plus women that the thing that I would do to get outside of my comfort zone this year would be to film more of the podcast episodes. Rather than just being all cozied up in my bed with this Shure microphone that I love and my laptop, I thought I would hit record, actually do my hair, show up on screen, and do some video. Now, why is this outside of my comfort zone? I know a lot of you are thinking, well, you're always online. You're always on video. It doesn't seem like it's too out of comfort for you. But the thing is that I find I can really get in my zone, get into this like vortex of being able to channel information for those of you that tune into the podcast when I'm just like cozied up in bed. That's been my sweet spot. And yes, I could hit record and do this all from my bed, but I want to step into my CEO vibes. And I know that CEOs don't necessarily record their podcasts from bed. And I want to be able to put this on YouTube and other places where there's video platforms so that hopefully I can reach more people. So here I am recording this podcast in video. And then you have the option to either hear my voice through Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or you can also tune in and see me here in my cozy home office, which I have to say I'm absolutely loving. Back in maybe October, November, my husband and I decided to switch up two very important rooms in our house and make them opposite. Our front room of our home was the master bedroom. It's got big bright lights. It faces the front of the house. I can look outside, see the front yard, see all the traffic, all that sort of stuff. And it's the size of a master bedroom. It's big, it's cozy. Then our office, which is in the back side of our house, which doesn't get much sunlight, it is where the patio is off of. We've got one of our patios is back there. And it's a very small room and it's quiet. It's away from the street. And we thought, we don't have to do things the way that society or typical or normal people do things. We don't have to have our master bedroom as the master bedroom. We don't have to have our office as the office. We switched it up and we moved our king size bed and our bedside tables and stuff into that little tiny room. And it is like a dark cave and I'm obsessed. Our sleeps have been so good since we moved in there. And then we moved the office into here. So now I've got big, bright, beautiful window in front of me. The room is filled with plants. It's kind of like a little jungle in here. I've moved the Peloton in here. I've got my whiteboard. There's so much space. I can roll out my yoga mat. I can record these podcasts. It's been a total vibe shift. And I have to say that switching up and curating your environment to match what it is with the intention of what you want to do with that space
is a game changer. I have felt so much more productive since I've moved the office into this space, and I've also had way better sleeps since we've moved our room into that room. If you're listening to this, let this be your sign, your permission slip that you can go move rooms around in your house. You don't have to, just because the floor plan, the blueprint or whatever says that one thing is the master bedroom, you can make it whatever room you want. Anyways, that's not why I'm here today. Today's episode is going to be all about how you can start your online business this year, how you can make six figures in your online business this year, and how to have an exit plan out of your 9-to-5. I want to cover these things because they're super important, and more than ever, we have been getting DMs saying, I need out of my 9-to-5. You know, when we first started My Line Purpose, we were really big into talking about personal finance, money, manifesting money, what to do with your money, how to manifest more of it and be able to live the life that you want to live. And then we very quickly came to realize that the best way to manifest, earn, save, invest, spend money is to make it yourself in your own business. We learned this so quick of like, oh, when you create something that you love, you're in a vibrational frequency that is magnetic, then you attract more of that. And then we also were very quick to realize when you're an entrepreneur, there's no cap to what you can earn. Hello, freedom. Hello, I don't want to say I personally, but My Line Purpose has made more in some months, like a month at a time, than what I made in a year as a teacher. That is insane to me. Absolutely insane. And I'm here to tell you that uncapped potential is available for you when you have your own business. And we know that you might want to have a plan. You might want to have a 9-to-5 exit strategy. And Kayla and I both approached this in very different ways when it came to exiting our 9-to-5s. I'm more of a risk taker, I would say. I didn't think out a plan. I was just following my gut, very leaning into my generator, human design of like, my gut knows yes or no. My gut said, get out of the 9-to-5 career that I had, which was teaching. And even though I didn't have the answer of where I was going to go, I knew I want to work from my laptop. I knew that I was seeing this like digital nomad lifestyle blow up. I was seeing this back in 2015, 2016, and I was still teaching junior high at the time. I thought I would experiment. I would take a year off. I would move to Australia on a working holiday visa. And at the time, I did think like, this will just be a year experiment and then I'll go back to teaching. And that year off set a fire in me and showed me everything that I needed to be shown about how I could figure this out on my own. Now, what happened was you got to be careful who you surround yourself with. I got back to Canada and I was working a job at Lululemon, and I noticed that I was a part of a lot of conversations where people were talking about security. Oh my gosh, like, don't you want to go back into teaching and don't you want that security and how are you saving for your retirement and blah, 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 blah. There was a lot of noise and a lot of chatter. And I'll be honest, I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go back to teaching. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what society's telling me to do. Apparently that's my path. With every fiber in my being screaming, you don't want this career choice, I applied for a teaching job and, you know, naturally I got it. I had years of experience under my belt. And for the 2018-2019 school year, I went back into a classroom after not teaching for 2 years. I had 2 years of freedom, of teaching yoga, of waitressing, working at Lululemon, traveling around Australia and Thailand and making my way to Victoria. And then I freaked the fuck out and I went back into the classroom. And it literally was only, I swear it was 1 week in that classroom, and I knew I will never sign another contract to teach ever again. I'm going to complete this year and then I'm getting the hell out of here. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to figure out how to do the laptop thing, the thing that I was called to do back in 2016. I didn't really follow a plan. I left in the 2019 school year. I drew unemployment. I had the ability to be able to do that. You know, how many of you stick to your 9-to-5 because you want the security and the safety you're paying into employment insurance? You can use that. You can use that and take time off and figure out what you really want to do. Anyhow, I'm a bit more of a risk taker, so I didn't have a huge plan. I just knew that I would figure it out. I did. I started asking questions. I was teaching a little bit more yoga. I looked into coaching and did my coach training. I started to work as a coach for another company as an associate coach so I could, you know, get my toes wet and figure out how this world works. And then I met Kayla, and Kayla was also just finishing up coach training, and she had had her professional fundraising career for well over a decade. And we together, and now Kayla had a plan. Kayla had more of a plan. Kayla's plan was kind of like this. She was going to experiment for a year with what it would look like to step away from fundraising, to go all in on coaching. And if it didn't work out, then she'd go back to fundraising. Because here's the thing. You've got to know and believe in yourself that you are smart, you are talented, you are skilled, you are educated, you've got experience. If you try and build out your own business and you have a freak out moment like I did, you're always going to be able to get work. You might just be an employee for somebody again, but then you'll realize, oh yeah, I have entrepreneurial spirit running through my blood. I want to work for myself. I can't be managed. I don't want to cap on what I earn. I don't want to rush out the door for anyone. Kayla's plan was she saved enough money to pay her bills for a year. And if it didn't work out, she'd go back to fundraising. Well, thank all the heavens and all the gods, it worked out, and she's never went back to fundraising, and I've never went back to teaching, and we would never now. We have a 7-figure company. We support currently actively almost 100 women active in real time between our two major programs. We've got tons of digital courses. We've supported over 1,000 people in the last 3.5 years. No, we're not going back to teaching and fundraising. She had a little bit more of a plan. I didn't really have a plan, but what we know is that most of you would like a plan. Most of you are feeling a little bit nervous about exiting your 9-to-5 and going all in your online business. And that's why we created Align Business School, that it is a passive course that you can work on your own timeline, that you can have everything you need. This course has everything you need to get started in the online space. Say right now you're a teacher listening to this, or you're a yoga instructor, or you are an office clerk, or you're a nurse, or you're anything but somebody in the online space, and you're like, I just don't have a clue. Okay, then this course is for you. This course is for people who are like, I don't really know the foundations of creating an offer, creating something that people want to buy. We set it up so that we take you through 4 major pillars. You go through creation first, then we go through attraction, which is attracting ideal buyers, ideal clients, an ideal audience, not people who are going to criticize you, not people who are never going to buy from you anyways. We're talking ideal. We go create, attract, sell. We get into selling in a way that is so fun. I love selling our programs. It's one of my favorite things to do. And then deliver. Delivering in a way that feels authentic to you. If you're outgoing and extroverted like myself, maybe you want to be front and center, maybe you like being on stories, maybe you like doing video podcasts, those sorts of things, then we can talk about that form of delivery of your product. And if you're like, actually, I like to be more behind the scenes, let's talk about how to build out your social media marketing job, or how to be a virtual assistant, or how to be an online business manager, or how to do things more behind the scenes. Maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, I am a teacher. My time is really limited. If I was going to start a business, the only time I can really get started is to work on this in the evenings and on the weekends. Exactly. We've created this so that you don't have to show up to a particular time and date to a call. You don't miss that information. But we have over 10 modules of video content, written content, auditory content, things that you can listen to, practices where you can write it out. There's an active community of over 70 women in there where you can go in and say, hey, I'm new. Who else has tried this? Would anybody look at my sales page? Can you connect me to this person? It's all there. It's so incredible. I want to just confirm for you, or sorry, affirm rather, that if you are thinking, this is the year I want to try and build it off the side of my desk, and maybe you're like, I don't want people to know. I don't want people to know that I'm trying this. I want to see if I can just make it happen. Then come in and start to build your business in a confidential way. I mean, one of our favorite internet friends, Colleen Nichols, who, if you don't follow her business account, it's called No Shame Sales Game on Instagram, and it has well over 100,000 followers. Colleen talks about how she made that a faceless account in the beginning. And until she grew it to 50,000 followers, no one knew it was her. And, you know, when you get an X amount of followers on Instagram, you can start getting, you know, paid content and sponsorship, and the algorithm favors your posts. There's lots of ways to do this without ever showing your face or putting your name to your business if that's something you want to try out. In fact, I heard that's trending right now, faceless Instagram accounts, where you're just giving such high value educational content that people don't even need to know it's you. And then eventually you're like, it's me. Hey, it's Nicole. I'm the face behind this brand. You've all been interacting and engaging with me for the last few months. Want to come into my program? And people will, because they love the work that you're putting out into the world. You can build your business from the side of your desk, from your cubicle, in the evenings, on the weekends. It actually doesn't take tons of time. We would say that to work through Align Business School, you need to be able to carve out about 2 hours a week. And let's just say over the course of about 10 weeks. Within a less than 3 month period, just plugging away at a couple hours on the weekend, you could start, grow, and sell your entire audience on what it is that you are creating and still be able to do your 9 to 5. Now, if you want to fast track this, if you want to say, okay, I'm going to sign up to Align Business School and I want to make my money back right away and I want to do this thing and I want to blow it out of the water and I don't want to wait 10 weeks, then as soon as you come into Align Business School, there's a challenge in there, our 2K in 30 day challenge. And this is going to be available to anybody who comes into Align Business School, where you can take yourself through that challenge, earn your 2K investment back, learn how to fast track your business. You can still do it from the side of your desk. You might just have to plug in a few more hours in the evenings or on the weekend, but it's totally possible. And then you're going to be able to get into the flow of having an online business. We're so stoked about this challenge. Now, if you are listening to this on Monday, January 29th, then that the day that this is released, then you can get in today and do the challenge with us. Today is day one of 30, where we are doing the challenge as a group, as a like live cohort. And then every Monday from now until February 29th, Kayla and I are going to come into the Align Business School group, and we're going to coach you around how it's going. We're going to celebrate those of you that are making money in your business, those of you that are fast tracking all of the modules and making it happen. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, I want this. I know that I can do this. If Susie down the road can do it, which Susie down the road has done it, we've got so many Align Business School students who have joined and made their investment back in the first 30 days. That's why we created this challenge, as inspiration from our previous students to be like, holy shit, they signed up and 30 days later, they've well made more than $2,000 back. Okay, we can make this a thing for everyone else who joins. We invite you to come do that. If you're listening to this in real time and it's the last week of January, early Feb, come get in. It's not too late. Let's earn an extra 2K in 30 days. That's a little bit about the plan of how to have the exit strategy. You're going to work your business around your 9 to 5 in the beginning. We're going to be here to support you. Kayla and I are amazing coaches, if I do say so myself. We're super supportive. The community's amazing. You're going to feel so incredibly taken care of. That is our brand, My Line Purpose brand. One of our very top pillars is client experience. You will feel like you are entering a 5-star villa when you come into My Line Purpose. We take the best care of you. If you're like, I don't know where to find this thing, I don't understand how to get in on these calls, I don't know how to access the challenge, do not worry. We will make sure that you have everything, that you know where to go, when to go, and how to do it all. We've talked a little bit about the 9 to 5 exit strategy. I shared a little bit about my story about how I exited my 9 to 5, well, which was more really like a 7 to 7 on a good day, being a teacher, and grew this online business to 7 figures. I want to talk to you about a couple of ways that you can make 6 figures in your business this year that we've seen that seem to be pretty tried, true, and tested. And the first one is with an online course. Align Business School is an online course. It's a $2,000 course. You can do the math. There's over 70 women in that program. You can do the math on what sort of revenue that brings into our business. Now, we teach how to do that exact same thing. And hi, I'm Nicole, your teacher friend here. I love creating courses and I love supporting people with creating courses. Let's talk about how you can make a course about literally anything you're passionate about. If you know how to get the kids to bed on time, and that is your specialty, and all your friends are like, how do you get your kids down on time? I can't seem to figure out bedtime. You can make a course on that. If you're like, you know what? I just really happen to know how to grow carrots in an outside garden really well. No matter what the climate is, I seem to be able to grow carrots. You can make a course on that. We've seen this account we shared in Align Business School often. It's just so funny to me. And it's just proof that you can make a business out of anything, of this woman who crochets, like a form of knitting sort of, crochets life-size, like human-size penis pillows. It's like a body pillow shaped as a penis in all different colors and threads of yarn. And that is her business. And she talks about how her and her family were going to be homeless. And then she got onto TikTok and Instagram and started personalizing crocheted human-sized pillows for people. And that's her business. You can literally create a business out of anything. You just have to be passionate about it. You have to love it. And I guarantee if you like it and you enjoy it, there are other people out there who will as well. We will help you find the people. Courses is such a great place to think about starting your online business. We will tell you how to do everything, the easiest setup, what platforms to use, how to market it, how to collect payment, how to teach in it, how long it should be, how to price it. We will help you with all of that. That is what we do. It is so much fun. You could take a course and make it $997, just under $1,000. Okay, just for some quick math here, let's do this. You could take a course and make it $997, just under $1,000. You could put a payment plan on that and you could say it's $200 for the next 5 months. And then you get to decide what they get in that course. Now, here's the super fun fact about this. You only need to sell 100 courses. 100. You probably have 100 people who live on your street. 100 courses to make $100,000. That's your six-figure year. 100 of those puppies, bada boom, bada bing, and you've got your six-figure year in the bank. If we want to break that down a little bit more, that would be like you taking the time every week to go find two people to buy your course. That's it. Every week you find Susie down the road and Sally up the road and you say, hey, you know what? I've got this course. I see that you want to learn how to grow some carrots too. It's super user-friendly. Come on board. And then you tell Susie and Sally when they have a great experience in your course, hey, would you mind telling your friends about it? I can give you an affiliate link. And Susie and Sally tell their friends and they tell their friends, Jill and Josie. And then Jill and Josie tell their friends. And it just gets easier and easier and easier to sell when people love what you've given them and what you're creating. And then that's it. Two people a week need to buy your $997 course and you've made six figures this year. It sounds so simple because it is. You're overthinking it. You're overthinking that you can't make a course about how to draw, flowers. Maybe you love painting flowers and you're overthinking it and you're thinking, well, who would buy a course from me about how to paint flowers? I guess you're never going to know until you try. So you got to get out there and you got to learn some marketing. We'll teach you marketing 101 inside of Align Business School, but you got to get it out there or else you're always going to wonder that. Now, another thing that we have done in our business that has brought in fast cash that we've shared with other business owners that they then implemented and also has brought in fast cash is a VIP day, VIP session. Now, we did not do these individually in 2023. We've moved away from this completely. The way we want to work with women in 2023, 2024, and beyond is in our two main programs, which are Align Business School and Align CEO Method. Everything else is a passive digital product. Buy it, work it at your own pace. Align Business School is as well, but we're live right now because of the challenge. But we didn't do VIP days in the past year, but we did do them in 2022. And we sold out of every single one that we hosted. And we held them for about 5 hours, I think it was, maybe 9 until 2, but we took an hour break for lunch. And we priced it at $2,000. And we had, I think, five people in each one. So that's a $10,000 VIP day. Now, you could, what we've encouraged some of our clients to do, though, especially those of you that like to do behind the scenes stuff. We have this client who is an online business manager, and she has a 9-to-5. And we said, you could offer VIP days for your clients where you meet them at like 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. You spend an hour together, you collect all the information and the data about what they want. So maybe they want a website revamp, they want Canva graphics, they want their logo to look a little bit differently, they want to zhuzh up their sales page, and you can go do all that. So you get exactly what you need from them from 8 till 9 in the morning. They go off and they get their day to themselves because it's a done for you project. You go off, you sip your coffee with your messy bun in your PJs. You get to work on the screen because that's what you like to do. You like to work behind the scenes. Bam, you roll out everything that they asked for. By the end of the day, you deliver it back to their inbox. You charge $2,500 for that service. You only need to do 10 of those a quarter to have a six-figure year. 10 VIP days a quarter would mean doing one, not every weekend, but having space with some weekends. But you could say, I will commit my Saturdays to doing VIP days and sell those. And then you've made an extra six figures on top of your 9-to-5. Imagine that, from doing something that you actually like to do. It's too good. Okay, the last thing I want to share about how you can make six figures this year while still having your 9-to-5 and making your transition or your exit plan a little bit easier. If you like podcasting, which clearly I do, this is our 302nd episode that you're listening to. Clearly I like podcasting. I like talking. I could be here all day. I can sell in the podcast. We have sold tens of thousands of dollars worth of our products, our courses, our masterminds in our podcast, just like I just did in this whole episode. I have been selling how to work with us. I've been talking about what we do in Align Business School. I've been talking about what we do in Align CEO Method. People listen to this, and those that listen and that are like, I am not waiting any longer to start my business. I've listened to this podcast for too long. I've been sitting around twiddling my thumbs, waiting on my dreams, thinking that some sort of I'm going to win the lottery or marry rich or whatever. And it hasn't happened for you yet, because we know that the fastest path to cash is to earn it with your own business. And you say, now is the time. You know where to go. I've just told you multiple times in this episode about how you can work with us, and the links are in the show notes. I don't have to get on a sales call with somebody and say, hey, do you want to join the program? People come to us and say, hey, I've been listening to the podcast for 5 months now. I'm ready. Sign me up. Can I get a link? How can we make this happen? So you can do that with your podcast, with your blog, with your YouTube, the places where you're quote unquote omnipresent. I'm going to make this podcast once. We're going to put it all over the internet to all of the places, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those things. I've recorded it once. It will exist in multiple places forever and be listened to thousands and thousands of times. That is going to generate tens of thousands of dollars in our business over the year. It's available for you too. And a shameless plug, if you're like, I've actually been really thinking about podcasting and I don't know where to get started, we've got two incredible courses. We've got a masterclass about how to monetize your podcast. So you already have a podcast, but you don't know how to monetize it. Great masterclass on that. And then we also have Podcasting 101, which teaches you literally everything about how to have your podcast as a business, how to set it up pre-production, production, and post-production. If you want the deets on that, just send us a message over on Instagram and say, Podcast 101 or a masterclass or whatever. So you listen to this episode and you want the details, and we will make sure to get you a code for that. Alternatively, you can just head to our website, myalignpurpose.com, and it's all there. All right, let's wrap this up. Do you want to make six figures in 2024? Do you want to start and grow your online business? Do you want to have an exit strategy from your 9-to-5? I've shared it all in this episode. I would love to know what you think. If you took something away from this, please make sure to send us a rate and review over on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a little rating. You can write a review. That always makes my day. You could share this episode to Instagram. You can leave a comment on YouTube, wherever you found it. I want to know, Did you once have a 9-to-5 and now you're doing something else? And how was your plan? Are you a risk taker? Are you risk adverse? What was your strategy of exiting? I want to hear from those of you. And for those of you who are just not quite there yet, you're listening, you're watching, you're waiting, your time is coming. The call to start your own business will get so loud it cannot be ignored. I promise you that. And you'll be just like me, another year in your 9-to-5, 1 week in and thinking, I got to get out of here, and you will make a plan. We deserve to be happy. We deserve to live full, long, healthy, everything life, juicy, joyful life. And we cannot do that if our souls are being sucked out of us every single day, Monday to Friday, in a job that we don't even like. Your life is way too short. If you're scared about not having the security, that's a made up false belief from the patriarchy. They want you to think that the only way to be secure is to be secure from your employer or from the government. It's not true. You can create your own security. I do it. Kayla does it. We know hundreds of thousands of women that do it. You can sign on to your own benefits package. You can take care of yourself. It's all available. Stop telling yourself the story that it's going to be too hard. It's going to be too scary. That's not available for you. That's a shit story that you're making up and repeating. And it's time to park it. You get to tell yourself a new story. The one where you are the main character. You've got big badass energy. You run your own business. You make a lot of money. You have a lot of fun. You do a lot of good in this world. That sounds like a way better story. I think it's time you need to start telling yourself that story instead. All right. That's my wrap on my first video podcast of 2024. Stay tuned for more.